Another day of heat and humidity, starting out with sunshine this morning. Areas of fog, especially where the rain was heaviest last evening, will quickly dissipate, and temperatures will be up to around 90 degrees by noon. And then we get into those scattered storms that start to develop. Likely to see a little bit earlier development, although even yesterday we had some isolated showers and storms for a while in the early afternoon. Then they sort of settled down and diminished for a couple of hours, and then bam! A combination of the sea breeze pushing inland from the east and the sea breeze pushing inland from the west. Cooler air from storms up in Georgia and then an upper level disturbance, and it all was the right recipe for some really intense storm development over especially Nassau and Duval County, and snuck into parts of Clay and St. John's at times. But really, the I-95 corridor for Nassau and Duval County, then extending west to about Highway 301, was the area that was hit the hardest. A lot of hail reports, especially in western Duval County, as big as 2 inches in diameter. That does not occur often in Jacksonville, even during the winter when those kinds of storms would be more typical and more common when you get real large hail, but really quite impressive and slow moving. So we saw Normandy with anywhere between 4.5 and 5 inches of rain over about an hour to 2 hour period. A lot of flooding. McCoy's Creek had some flooding near downtown due to the heavy rainfall. I've tweeted out images, videos, really some wild stuff. Check it out at Mike First Alert on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook fan page as well. The storm's moving eastbound at about 10 to 15 miles per hour again when they develop this afternoon and evening, and some of them will manage to get to the beaches. Now, if you missed out on the storms yesterday and you miss out today, realize that there'll be enough scattered storms between now and the weekend so that about everybody gets in on at least some of this rain, and in some cases a lot, like we saw last evening in local situations. Isaias was not as damaging as these thunderstorms in the afternoon hours were yesterday and in the evening. And I mentioned that that would be the case on Monday, that we'd see a lot more storminess the rest of the week than we did with Isaias, ironically enough. So we'll continue to track those storms this afternoon and evening as they develop and then spread toward the east. At times, during these dog days of summer, it will quite literally be raining cats and dogs. You know what they say, when it rains cats and dogs, it leaves behind poodles. Yes, thanks very much. All right, some scattered afternoon storms then to continue the rest of the week into the weekend. In the tropics, Isaias finally became post-tropical last evening as it moved into Maine and New York State and southeastern Canada. Goodness gracious, a fast move to the north with lots of damage, flooding, and isolated tornadoes and scattered tornadoes, actually, being produced. So came ashore during the evening hours on Monday as a Category 1 hurricane and then rolled northbound, creating havoc virtually all day Tuesday, now finally post-tropical. There is a disturbance over the central Atlantic. Any development would be slow, and it looks like it stays east of the U.S. Really looks relatively quiet, perhaps for at least a week, if not longer, over the Atlantic Basin for the most part. I do think we need to start watching perhaps parts of the Gulf of Mexico, particularly the southern and or southwestern Gulf of Mexico, in about, say, 9 to 14 days, give or take. Always more on Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With our weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.